This is the fifth in a series of podcasts from the Virginia Film Festival. This year, an effort has been made to showcase the work of local filmmakers and students. Sean McCord has the story from the Filmmakers Lounge at Escafé on the downtown mall.
We're here at the end of the first day of the Virginia Film Festival with Yasminka Wilson, who is the manager of the Digital Media Gallery. So I guess first thing, tell us what that is. What is the Digital Media Gallery?
Well, thanks for asking. We opened at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It was very exciting. The Digital Media Gallery is basically a celebration of student and community film at the festival. It's a way of the festival integrating more with the local arts community and having a free, open to the public screening of local work. And it's going to be open every day, different hours. You can look on the website or in the program. And it's basically a showcase of pieces from the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative, which is a small nonprofit in downtown Charlottesville in Belmont. And then the rest is UVA advanced cinematography students whose work is more along the lines of experimental film. It's a little different than the things you might see at the festival otherwise. And it's really great. There's over 30 films playing actually in the gallery right now.
Right. I was down there just a few minutes ago, and you don't just sit down and watch something. You've got films on every space. I mean, on the floor, on the ceiling, on every single wall, above the doorway, on sheets strung over windows.
It's true. It's art overload in the best sense of the word. I really I'm happy with the way it looks, and the projections are very big, some great images, and the students have worked very hard and quickly to put this together for everyone. So I hope people take advantage of the fact that there's this free art installation right on the downtown mall across from the Regal Cinema, and it would be great for everyone to come down.
And some of these films are just a couple minutes long, 2 or 3 minutes long on a loop. And you step in, and there's not really a narrative. It might be, a series of image that paints a scene, there's not a story to follow other than what you project on it. And then others are, there may be like a shorter films, like longer films, like 10 minutes or so, and one right after the other that you could actually sit down and watch.
Right. Some of them, I think, have maybe a loose narrative structure, but on the whole, it was really an assignment for people to create something that was designed for a space. So they scoped the space out first. It's a beautiful space, a historic space right on the mall with these wonderful high ceilings. And they went in and sort of found the spots that they wanted to project on and thought about how they wanted to create the piece around that. And it was basically a homework assignment.
Right. So the students, it didn't just end when they made their film. They actually went in and figured out how they wanted it presented.
Precisely, right, which is part of the challenge. And there's a great diversity in terms of who shoots on film versus who shoots on digital, which is also an interesting dimension to this gallery, is that probably 50% of it is shot on 16mm film, so good old school Bolexes and Vollenhauls, wind-up cameras from the 1930s, and then the rest of it is shot mostly on HD, high-def, digital, which looks great as well. And there's great qualities to all of the different types of film, but it really comes together very nicely.
I was watching a film which featured a colored tire rolling through different landscapes, and then the tire itself is sitting there
on the
floor.
The tire itself is there. Yeah,
right.
He was very creative. He decided that he wanted to project onto the floor, and he had this idea of rolling, and so I know some of the shots in there are certainly supposed to make the viewer feel as though they're falling into the.
You stand there, you stand over this thing, and you look into it.
Yeah,
and like you get a real sense like you're gonna
different world.
Yeah, like you're gonna get sucked right into it.
Yeah, it's really creative.
In fact, that's that spot right there. You can look down on the floor. You can look to the right or the left to the different couple of different films on either side, plus a couple in front of you.
It's just
and you turn around and there's something on the
above the door on
the way
out.
Door,
yeah,
way
a
out.
Giant breathing body. Yeah, it's really really quite something.
So the gallery is going to be open when?
It's going to be open today until 8 p.m. and then Friday and Saturday we're open from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Friday, we're having a special reception catered by Escafé from 5 to 8 p.m., which you're all welcome to attend. It's free, and it's a great little reception to get some buzz going about this. And then on Sunday, we're open from noon to 8 p.m., so we'll be closing down at 8 on Sunday. And we hope you can come out and see it.
And are you going to be able to get out and see some films yourself?
I hope so. I'm going over the box office now to try and get something.
Yeah, you better hurry.
The schedule. Yeah. I know. I have to hurry.
I know. I was just over there. Some are selling out already.
I know. I have to
all
get
right,
it really fast.
Yasminka, well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you,
Sean. And I encourage everybody to come take a look what's going on in the Digital Media Gallery and enjoy some of these avant-garde films from local filmmakers.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
One of the films at the Digital Media Gallery was made by Elizabeth Webb, a third-year student in film professor Kevin Emerson's class at the University of Virginia.
It's a film that I shot in Hong Kong on 16mm. I arrived in Hong Kong over the summer visiting my brother with five rolls of 16mm color film and no ideas, and was influenced by the city and the surroundings and the people that I met there.
So 16mm film, that's something of a rarity these days. Most film student films are shot on video. How did you end up with five rolls of film and a 16mm camera?
Well, actually, that's something that we do in Kevin's class. He really encourages us to use film rather than video. And so I've been doing that since I first started taking his class, I guess, two semesters ago.
So you cut the film yourself?
Yes, I did.
Physically cutting and taping?
We did that for another project earlier on in the course, but now we use the computer editing software.
So you're in Hong Kong. I think you said your brother was there?
Yeah, my brother lives there. I was visiting my brother.
And you got five rolls of film.
Mm-hmm.
And you were out on a rooftop. And what did you see?
Well, the rooftop shots are of my brother's girlfriend sort of ritualistically putting glitter on her face and looking at the city around her. And I've juxtaposed those with shots of the city that I took in various places in Hong Kong.
So did you shoot all five rolls?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And what sort of things did you see?
Well, it wasn't my first time in Hong Kong, so I sort of had an idea of what the feeling of the city was, but a lot of the shots I took were of really new, technologically impressive buildings, but then I also have some nighttime shots of flashing red signs, and the title is The Peak, and The Peak refers to Victoria Peak, which is in Hong Kong, and it's the highest mountain on Hong Kong Island.
And how can people go see this film?
They can go to the Digital Media Gallery downtown. I believe it's open Thursday through Sunday, and it's a great place to go check out students' work as well as professors' work.
Right, and so your film is going to be on a continuous loop there, so people can come in and really start at any point and see the film, and it'll start over again, and they'll kind of get washed over by the images and get involved with what you're trying to convey.
Yes, and there's audio as well, so it's sort of hard to tell where it is, but it's across the wall from the projection, and it's worth listening to. Mm-hmm. My friend composed it specifically for the film, so.
Oh, well, tell us about the, this is a music track? Mm-hmm. Tell us about the music.
Well, I sent the cut version of my film to my friend who's a composer, and he composed a beautiful piano piece to go along with the film. It's sort of reminiscent of Jan Tiersen's Amelie soundtrack, but yeah.
And do you have another project in the works?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly thinking about ideas. I haven't started filming them yet, but yeah, I definitely have some thoughts for my next project.
Okay, so we should remember the name Elizabeth Webb. You're going to be back here showing films in the future, aren't you?
I'll be back, yeah.
All right, well, very nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
The Digital Media Gallery is located on the downtown mall and is open through Sunday as part of the 23rd Annual Virginia Film Festival. For more information, visit virginiafilmfestival.org.